Good afternoon, Jeff, and welcome to Radio Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi there. So the building, you are campaigning with fellow historian Linda Cazzo to get a blue plaque for the infamous Tooting Granada Cinema. It's a
Yeah.
grade one gem of a building with a long musical heritage going back over 70 years. Why are you having to campaign for this, considering Wandsworth has been nominated London Borough of Culture for 2025?
Yeah, honestly, Jackie, that is a really great question, and it really does seem a bit crazy, really. But the key to it is the fact that it is Grade One listed, and people do need to keep an eye out on anything that might cause any damage, either sort of structurally or aesthetically. And these kind of protectors, kind of local heritage group people, they're tasked with this role and have to. And so for that reason, we have to be very careful about what we do, go down a sort of planning portal, and demonstrate that what we're doing will be of benefit to the building's future without damaging any of its past.
So how big is the plaque?
Well, it's not that big. I mean, it's 45 centimeters in diameter, so it's quite discreet. And what some of the opposition to this have kind of suggested is that maybe an informational notice board would be a better way of telling people about the story. I mean, that's the problem. There's a lot of people don't know that about all these incredible big names who once performed there. So this is all about really creating awareness of that, and I think the thing about a plaque is in people's mind it equates with something very special. It's got a lot more gravitas than a kind of information board, which might be subject to wear and tear and maybe vandalism. And people really love the concept of a plaque. I mean, especially in this case where the money has been raised for it locally. So hundreds of people have got a stake in it. They cost about sort of £700 with all the names that we've got on it, and they're going to sort of feel ownership to this. And so it's a really good community positive thing.
I suppose it's a permanent addition to the structure rather than posters that they put on the building to display concerts and events going on there. And that's probably the difference. I suppose you could think of a poster that look, if they say no in the end, you could think of a
Yeah.
poster that looked like a blue plaque with a QR code on it, giving people information
Yeah, I
on the
mean,
history of the building.
exactly. I mean, anything is good, to be honest. But we love the idea of this plaque, and I mean, it'd be great to have that and an information board as well. I mean, there's absolutely no reason why you couldn't have both. But yeah, we just really need to talk it up, which is why I'm sort of with you, and why we're really spreading the word and getting the support out there. And it's been such a great thing. We've really got a lot of people engaged in it. We've done regular kind of, I would describe them as a sort of public awareness events on the steps of the bingo, playing music, shouting and screaming about it. We've got the backing of councillors, our MP, young and old love it. The oldies have kind of, will remember seeing the Beatles and Frank Sinatra there, and the youngsters know the famous names. So it's something for everybody, really.
I was sort of going to go through quickly some of the people there. So 70 years ago, it was Frank Sinatra. He was followed
Yeah.
then by a long list of musical impresarios and bands, which includes 63. The Beatles were accompanied by Roy Orbison and Jerry the Pacemakers. A year later, you had Mark Field, who actually saw the Ronettes support the Rolling Stones. He was soon to become Mark Bolan. Then we had the Kinks and the Hollies and the Walker Brothers. And then we probably go into the newer bands that the younger people are going to remember. So it's a real historical musical record. But let's go on to what you are doing at the moment, other than campaigning for the plaque. Tell me about the guided walks and tours that you do in terms of working with schools and putting up plaques.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for about 10 years now. I mean, funnily enough, one of the first kind of interviews I ever did was with Lucy on Radio Jackie about 10 years ago. So it seems like the other day, and it was great. It was a great way of sort of spreading the word. But I do these walks, I do tours. I mean, originally it started out as a sort of First World War commemoration project, and then I realized that I was interested in broader history, and so it's mainly kind of spreading spreading the word about stuff that people don't know so much about, or that might need a little bit more of a push. And I just found that, if I'm going to put up a plaque about something like a particular kind of event that happened in my area, a great way to support it and create awareness is to do walks and sort of promote that on social media and all that sort of stuff. So I think there's about 15 of them around the area now, and people really like it. I mean, I feel that I've really inspired Wandsworth Council to sort of really up their game a bit. And they were putting up one plaque a year, and now, this year, Borough of Culture, they've really exploded, and there's a load of them up now, and it's really, really great. And the more you have, the more people kind of, realize that they live somewhere special and they really look after it and take a pride in their community, and that's what it's all about. And going into schools is a similar sort of thing as well. I've done numerous schools and just to get young people kind of taking a pride in their area and knowing a little bit about it. I mean, the teachers very often, don't live locally, so they don't know anything about what went on the steps of a school. So it's really great to have somebody like me coming in and talking to them. But obviously it is quite restricted in terms of what's on the curriculum. It could be just the First World War or maybe something like, I mean, I do one on migration quite a lot. That's sort of based around something called Planet Tooting, but
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because you res that resulted in a new plaque in Tooting Market, didn't it? The Planet Tooting one.
that was great. And we just wanted to to sort of plant some really positive ideas about that. I mean, it's a fantastic area, Tooting, but half the people, including myself, weren't actually born there, and yet they made a huge contribution. It's a real buzz to it. The market is just fantastic if you've never been down there. The food is extraordinary. I mean, I started doing food tours now as well, with in tandem with experts, and we've done sort of African Caribbean food tour and a South Asian history heritage month tour, and it's just really vibrant and exciting. And so we're really sort of bigging that up, and we've got the plaque on the market, which has been up about sort of 5 or 6 years now, and people really take a pride in that. And it's a real example. In divided times, I think people can look at the Tooting area and see how everybody gets along really well, and how we all benefit from being curious about other cultures and other faiths, and rub along, so that was really felt like a really important thing. And
You also got one to acknowledge the Romany Gypsy and Traveller heritage in Wandsworth. Where is that plaque?
Well, that's actually in a little road called Wardley Street off Garrett Lane, and again, this was just something that we felt was a little bit of negativity attached to, this particular culture and its heritage. And it wasn't. I mean, it's similar, right across southwest London into Merton. It's got very, very rich sort of Romany Gypsy heritage, and that was again support. So many people, came out the woodwork and said, "Oh yeah, my dad was born here," or "My grandmother used to kind of read people's fortunes," and it inspired people to make recordings and go online and do stuff. That was all about sort of 6 years ago, and I didn't realize, but apparently it's the only plaque to sort of Romany traveller heritage in the UK, which is sounds incredible, but here in Wandsworth it is.
It just demonstrates the multicultural aspect of Wandsworth and how different cultural groups have got together and they live together in harmony, which is
Well,
something we wish for the whole world to do, but at least they're doing it in Tooting, aren't they?
we do, Jack. I mean, honestly, it sounds like a cliche, but it really is. People really do rub along, and these are not easy times, economically. There's not much money around, so but everybody gets along, and they're busy, and they help, whether it's feeding people or the great charities that bring people together, or looking out for older people, and the stuff relating to St George's Hospital. It feels like a really special kind of community. So I refer to it as Planet Tooting because of the sort of, all the different countries that everybody comes from, and that's kind of that's hopefully sort of taken off in people's minds. And certainly it's great to go into a school. I mean, I'm going into a school next week to talk about Planet Tooting and how, how all people came from every corner of the world to live here, and really sort of add something to make it somewhere, Very special. Been my privilege to live here for about 35 years now.
That's wonderful to hear. Who needs Mars when you got tooting,
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you're so right.
eh? So I'm going to finish off with, if you did get the blue plaque for the Granada, what's the wording on it going to be? Because usually it's about one person living near or in a building. How are we going to work
Yeah.
out the wording? Is it going to be a
Well,
musical wording? What is it?
yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. And I mean, the thing is about these plaques is that they come in all different shapes and sizes and different colors, and some do, represent people, or some could be just, commemorating incidents or memorable events, or maybe something nasty like a wartime bomb or something. I mean, this one was particularly hard because obviously there are so dozens and dozens of kind of famous names who appeared in the Granada, but sort of with consultation with various sort of musical heritage experts and fans and ordinary people who contributed to it, we sort of did a bit of a poll to see who the most popular names were and who you've got to also put names on there who people know. And for a long time it was a bit of a movable feast, but we've got the obvious ones like Frank Sinatra, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, the Beach Boys. But also we wanted to sort of make sure there was a fair representation of diversity and gender kind of balance on there. So we've got some women as well, like the Ronettes, Dusty Springfield, Lulu, lovely Lulu, who
Lovely
is back on
Lulu.
back
Yeah.
at the O2 next summer and a headlining at Glastonbury and all this stuff. She's on there. And also, very significant black performers like Little Richard, Sam Cooke, obviously Jimi Hendrix I've mentioned, and yeah, good old Cliff Richard. Come on, Cliff appeared here. He's had his ups and downs over the years, but come on, he was the British Elvis, and was at the Granada, quite a few times, I think. Roy Orbison also, he's been there about six times, so he had to go on the plaque. So there's room for 12 names on there, and we also wanted to make sure that people are absolutely clear that it was originally a cinema. It was primarily built as a cinema in 1931 and a theater, and that this was just something that kind of happened over the next 20 years. But honestly, such a lovely thing, and so many people really showing enthusiasm and support for this and bringing back the memories, and that's what it's all about. So that's why I think it's Borough of Culture. Come on, you'd be mad not to want this little plaque on the building.
So, just to finish with, how can our Radio Jackie listeners, who will be I'm very enthused listening to this interview, I'm sure, how can they
Yeah.
help? What can they do?
Well, just talk about it. If you're talking to your councillor or something. Hey, come on. When are we going to have the plaque on the Granada? If you Google it, it's Tooting Granada blue plaque. You don't even have to look up. You'll see lots of images of me kind of holding up the dummy, and just maybe come on one of my walks or talks. I mean, we've got an event down there on the 19th of December, which we call, Showtime at Tooting Granada. I'll actually be standing outside the building with my friends Fred and Linda, who've been a brilliant support. It's not just me sort of, who's devoted so much time to this, but other people as well. And we're really, we're working with Buzz Bingo. That's the name of the bingo company that run the hall, and they've been so supportive. They really want it to happen. The councillors are so supportive, the MP, everybody wants this to go through, and we're going to be really mindful to put in a really good application and make sure that this is not in any way going to damage the building, but in enhance it and make more people aware of it, because that's what it's all about. It's great, having people who are like guardians of special buildings, but to actually they have to also think about making the building better known and make sure that a lot of people learn to love it who might otherwise just walk past it. And that's kind of what's happening now, because there's absolutely nothing out there saying anything about these big names. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on this afternoon.
Thank you so much for your time. Okay.